And as schools around the state are closing, the executive director of the Maine Council on Aging is urging legislators to move more resources into direct services for seniors, people who are sick and the homebound, as part of preparations for COVID-19. Jess Maurer says that as cities and towns take steps to curb spread of the coronavirus, the pool of direct care workers is likely to shrink. And that's on top of what she calls a severe and pervasive shortage of direct care workers in the best of times.
We're more concerned about the fact that Maine's aging network was really stressed before the virus came along, and that we do not have sufficient resources to meet increasing demand.
Maurer says that as more schools close in Maine, many direct care workers will have to stay home to take care of their kids, even as the need for health care grows. But she says it might be possible for some of that need to be addressed by speeding up some of the approval processes for volunteers who are healthy but aren't working right now because of the coronavirus.
We're already getting increased requests for how people can help, but there are some complicating challenges there as well. People obviously need to be trained. They need background checks, and they are going to have to be clear of the virus themselves.
Maurer says the Maine Council on Aging is asking lawmakers in Maine for about $20 million for direct care workers. She also says direct care will suffer less if workers have access to child care. And she says the Meals on Wheels program needs more funding as demand is likely to increase with people isolating themselves. And because many Meals on Wheels volunteers are older and will themselves decide to stay home, she says that will all have to be managed by area agencies on aging.
This means that the area agencies on aging will have to use staff, overtime, will have to buy more meals. These are actual costs. And then there's the mileage cost associated with delivering these meals.
The council's also asking for about $1 million from the state legislature to help manage those costs.